This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Is there a magic number you should try to save for your retirement? There are a number of factors to consider when trying to determine if you've saved enough. We got the man to help out. Scott's going to cover that today and much more. This is Financial Insanity. Scott, it's always good to be with you, my friend.
Thanks, Alex.
And, you know, a new survey out there says Americans believe they need to save $1.27 million in order to retire comfortably. Scott, what do you think? We see that report. How much stock should we put in something like that?
It's a great number. I love to have $1 million. Those of you listening right now saying, let's turn this radio off. I don't have $1 million. You know what? That's a number. The real number is different for different people. For example, if you're living at $100,000 a year, but maybe you only are really net after taxes and FICA, FUCA taxes, Social Security, now you're really, after looking at your income, maybe you're only spending $5,000 a month just to live on. Well, $5,000 a month is $60,000. Now we need to back into the number of what is $60,000. So if we take in those numbers, we have to add in Social Security, your pension, and then money you saved, whether it's your IRAs, your 401ks, 403bs, your 457s, your TSPs, and let's put those numbers together, but it might not be a million. You out there might just be able to retire. So when you hear these numbers, people come into our office, Alex, just today, mm-hmm. Before we got together and sit together as we talk about this situation, don't put your head in your hands and I'm never going to make it. This is why people need an advisor to walk them through it. And by the way, you don't have to pay an advisor just to have a conversation. This is where people try to do it themselves and they could be missing a big, big problem by trying to do it themselves. So get right with someone who has really been doing this for many years, whether it's myself or anybody else. I'm not pushing our firm, but obviously I'm here in Weirdtown, New Jersey Ocean County, New Jersey since 1979. You know, I understand retirement and I understand that people are more worried now we're heading possibly into recession. Possibly the market's changing. Don't let that number scare you, Alex. If I could tell anybody, don't let that number scare you.
Well, yeah, and that's why we come on and we talk about these things. Because if other, right. You know, if we see it, other people are going to see it too. They see that number, oh, $1.27 million. And maybe you're sitting there, I have it, I don't have it. What's that mean for me? And really, right. Scott, it just comes down to analyzing this on an individual basis. And I know, folks, if you have questions, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646, Scott is happy to talk about your individual situation, but you know, how do you help somebody analyze it?
It's more than just individual. As you're saying that, it just hit me.
Yeah.
What if you're married and you're banking on retirement with your lovely spouse, or maybe it's a partner.
Sure.
And maybe it's a domestic partner. So now you're planning your retirement and you're using both numbers. The advisor, or if you're doing it yourself, you do it yourselfers, needs to run the numbers both ways. A, with my partner or spouse and without them. Because if a lot of times you're both bringing in nice Social Security income, you might be okay along with your pension or your savings. But if that person passes away, it messes the whole game plan up. So you've got to run them both ways. If your spouse dies or if you die, what does it look like? And then, of course, you're both living together, I should say both alive. What does that look like? And this is where you have the three blind mice, your taxable issues, your financial issues, and then your legal issues. And this is why, if you're not working with each of these gentlemen or women, these financial planners, advisors, or tax advisors, and lawyer. This is why people come to us, Alex, all the time. They come in because they know we're looking at them more holistically. I call it like 3D planning, more, you know, really designed. So it's tailored design just for you if you're listening right now. By the way, if you're listening right now and this is you, Alex did put out a real number of 1.27. That is a real number. But the question is, what is real to you? What is real to you who are about to retire? Because that could, as we said at the beginning, could scare you. Please feel free. Don't put your head in your hand and what do I do? Give me a call off the radio. Bonnie will be able to set this up for you. Give me a call when you're available. I'll be able to speak to you off the air. No cost, no obligation. But this is a challenge when people are about to retire, or maybe you're thinking about retiring in a year. What should the game plan be, Alex? I see this over and over again.
Yeah.
And I can tell you so many mistakes people make.
Well, and Scott, what we talk about a lot of times too is it's great. People are living longer. Retirements can be longer or at least look much different than maybe they did for our parents and grandparents. But you got to have the money to last longer. And you got to look at things like inflation and how that's going to adjust retirement that could last 10, 20, 30 years. And so that's where you can step in, Scott, and really analyze it, because having the money physically in your hand or in the bank, wherever it might be stowed away, is important, right. But also mentally being satisfied with where you're at and knowing that, hey, you know, if it's me and my spouse for this whole time, if my spouse were to pass, if I were to pass, what's that going to mean for the next, you know, 20 years for that person? There's a lot of things to consider, Scott.
Couldn't have said it better. Paying attention. I call it definite of purpose. And the problem is you want to retire. You know you want to retire. That's the starting point. But then, of course, almost like a ship at sea without a rudder, you're powerless and you're directionless. So if you're directionless and you really want to decide how to make this work, can I really retire? What does it look like to me? Maybe you're like myself and you want to keep working. I that's me. That's Scott McClain. I love what I do. I love helping people like you listening to me. Mm-hmm. But others, you want to leave your boss. You're tired of being tired. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so you might want to have your mind made up today, right now, saying, can I retire? This is the best time to give our studios a call, because we want to help you, because I can tell you there are so many mistakes, whether it's tax, legal, or financial, that when you start pulling money out, it could cost you excessive taxes.
Right.
So don't make that mistake.
609-488-4646 is the number. Real easy. 609-488-4646. Because yes, you should be concerned. There should be a healthy sense of worry so that you can plan and be prepared. But Scott, we want people to enjoy this. You know, we want people to enjoy their retirement. And that doesn't mean that you get to necessarily, you know, do every bucket list item every single week, but it means that we can sit down and we can map out a plan and say, all right, you know, how can we accomplish everything that you want to accomplish? And how can you just, you know, be able to be a little bit more comfortable and not be as stressed in those later years, in those retirement years, because that is what it's all about. If you're not enjoying it, it's like the beer commercial. If you're not enjoying it, it's just not even worth it. Right, Scott?
Exactly right. Well, you know, successful people move on their own initiative. That's the biggest thing I found. But they know where they are going before they start. And this is where you probably need someone to have clarity and who's been helping people for so many years down this path of retirement.
Absolutely. 609-488-4646 is the number. Ad8.com for the website. 609-488-4646. Now, what are some real risks to that income in retirement? We've hit on some of those, but what are some things we got to think about that maybe we're not thinking about when we're going into retirement?
I could give you right now 6 points, but many of you driving or listening probably won't write them down. But number one is the risk of the stock market. If we're heading into recession, what do you do? I was out telling Alex this morning as we came in the studios and I was out dumping. We have a bunch of horses, so I was dropping the manure off at this beautiful place.
That's not what you called it earlier, Scott. Thanks for cleaning that up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you got everybody's got to have good manure. I mean, my stuff's good.
Yeah.
But when you think about, he was telling me it's amazing how many pools aren't being made. So how do you know? Because people aren't dumping off dirt. People aren't buying more flowers. People aren't buying more trees. Mm. Oh, you're starting to see it slow down. What is your risk tolerance? Number one. Number two is when you look at your portfolio on top of your risk tolerance, some of you can say, I can hang in there and don't worry, it'll come back. And those of you, great. And so, but if you're at the last minute and you're like a knee-jerk reaction and you change your theory of portfolio, hey, I'm losing money. What do I do? I got to get out. All of a sudden, the market turns around and, the ramps right back up. You could be causing a real problem in the portfolio decision because you thought you could hang it in and hang out the market drop. It drops lower than you thought. What is that? I call it that button. What is that spot where you have to maybe change your portfolio? Where is that risk factor? This is what the advisor should be asking on top of mixing the growth and investments. When I look at portfolios lately, I've noticed like a quote unquote cookie cutter scenario, 60-40, 70-30. And when I look at it, people are using mutual funds for this. I'm like, what the heck are you using mutual funds when you could actually buy investments that are paying nice dividends? They are designed to pay dividends. So even though the chicken and the egg, the chicken is getting skinny, but the eggs keep coming out. Eggs meaning dividends or interest. So even though the chicken might get skinny, the portfolio is dropping, are you getting the dividends? This is how you make money in a crazy market we're in right now. And maybe you have just mutual funds that should be individual tools. So again, look at your portfolio, the mix of your portfolio, and have realistic withdrawal rates. How much do I need to pull out so I don't end up broke? And then lastly, I think the biggest challenge is that even though you want to rebalance, consider maybe speaking to a couple different advisors. Maybe, you know, get a couple different advisors, people that actually specialize in the area of income, not the area of growth. And that is a specialty, Alex.
Yep. And if you want to talk to Scott, his fine team, McLean Advisory Group, 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. And before we take a break, thought this was interesting. This week in history, back in 1960, Scott, a 50th star added to the American flag to represent the new state of Hawaii. So that was 1960. We got our
right around the corner.
50th star.
just a couple days ago.
Yeah. We remember that.
I love it.
Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking about three stages of retirement. Also, later on, yay or nay, working in retirement. We're going to talk about that as well. Don't go anywhere. We appreciate you listening to Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Frankly, you could have your grandkids tweet out to your friends or go on the Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is and say, I got great information from Scott.
And you left out TikTok there as you're rambling the different social media being used by the kids today. You got to remember that TikTok.
Oh, that's right. Tickety-tock.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
We used to think of retirement as the final stage of life. It's not the finish line anymore. It's just the beginning of the next phase. retirement today lasts so much longer, and we believe it actually unfolds in stages. We got Scott McClain here. This is Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. And the three stages of retirement, Scott, you know these very well. You can explain these to clients. Go-go years, slow-go years, and the no-go years, Scott. And
I think it's
pretty
four,
clever.
Alex.
Okay. What's the fourth one?
Can't go.
Can't go. Nope. Yeah.
So let's talk about it. I agree. You start off retirement and you're excited. You got this positive mental attitude. You know, you're in the middle of starting a whole different phase of your life. You visualize this, leaving the boss. Some of you probably visualized calling the boss a double SOB, maybe backwards. I don't know. But maybe you just think about leaving. You think about, I can't wait. And you and your, whether it's your spouse, your significant other, your partner, and you want to get going. And you've got these big, grandiose visions of retirement. And I am excited for those of you that are in that period right now, and I hope you're enjoying it. I get many calls, Scotty, I don't want to run out of money. What should we do? And they're probably in their go-go years. They could be spending more money. Where they go in the slow-go years, Alex, you're probably not as spending as much. And that's fine because you did it. And maybe you just don't want to do it again. And maybe you'll go out to great adventure at 70 years old just to watch the kids sit on the bench. Versus when you were in the go-go years, you're on the ride screaming and yelling, having a blast. And you got the no-go years, or I call it the, you want to slow down. You really don't want to go. So this attitude of retirement, what does it look like to you? Mm-hmm. Everybody's not a cookie cutter, Alex.
Right.
I mean, you're a young stud. I'm an old bat. I mean, I'm, almost 65 in another couple of months. And here you're, what, about 20-something years old?
Oh, no. I'm getting close to the 40. You know, it's on the horizon.
Whoa.
I know.
Those of us listening probably wish that we were back in those times. But
sure.
You know, Alex, we think about the go-go years. You've got the plans. Maybe you want to buy a second house. This is really, really when you're in retirement now and you're planning the go-go years. Really get together with somebody who can guide you through this jungle of decisions. I mean, jungle. There's a lot of decisions. Where do you pull the money out of? How do you invest the money? When do you pull the money out? How do I make my retirement when I'm older tax-free versus taxable? How do I pass my money on? And these are the many myriad of questions, let alone Social Security. When do I take it? So the go-go years. By the way, I'm just thinking, if you're out there and you've got these questions, please don't deny yourself the ability to call someone and get some help. No cost, no obligation. Maybe you can go to your advisor. He or she should be asking these questions. And when people call us at our studios at 609-488-4646, when they call us, we get these questions. And I have to ask a lot of questions. It's not just a one-off question. So when you call at 609-488-4646, you're in the go-go years. Now, if you're in the slow-go years, you're in retirement. Maybe you're working a part-time job just to get away from your significant other, your spouse, just to get some free time, or maybe have your own man cave or woman cave. I don't know what the heck they call these caves. Anyway, maybe you're slow-go, and maybe you're not spending as much.
It's a she-shed. She-shed.
Do what?
It's a she-shed, Scott.
Oh, a
yeah, we got
she-shed.
A man cave, and then you got a she-shed.
Oh, I forgot that. Oh, thank you. I hope. Now, for the, I won't go on the woke agenda. So yeah, no. He said, anyway.
He said she shed by the seashore.
Seashore.
Yes.
You know, you got the slow-go years. And Alex, like, and it's so important to go over these periods of time, because this is the transition of your investments. This is the transition of paying attention to the tax returns. If your advisor is not looking at these on a yearly basis at a minimum, I didn't say they have to do taxes, but they should be looking at your tax returns. And so when you're starting to pull money out, A, where you pull them out from, is it taxable or non-taxable? Is it long-term capital gain? Or maybe it's IRA money or 401k money. How and where do you pull the money out so you don't evaporate this money in your go-go years as you're slowing down in your slow-go years? Because in the no-go years, all right, you don't want to go. But you do want to have enough money to protect it for maybe if your lights start to go dim, or you have Alzheimer's, dementia, sickness issues pop up. maybe you need to start transitioning into what's called a trust, a specialized trust, a revocable trust. Do you have that planning? This is stages of retirement when you focus in this industry, which is what we've done for so many years, Alex. And we get so many calls saying, Scott, what is our transition now? What are we doing and how we're doing it? We're not doing as much. Okay. Because when you get to the no-go or can't go, the fourth one that you brought up, I guess we talk about that. I can't go. That means we need to hide money. Hide, wrong word. Reposition money. So Uncle Sam, the IRS, the government can't take your money, the nursing homes. And I want to preserve it for my family because I work so hard. If this is you, Alex, I don't know. How do people get a hold of us, Alex? What are you thinking that they should do?
Yeah, absolutely. If you have any questions, if something resonates with you, the number you can get a hold of Scott and the team might be Bonnie that answers and directs you to the right person. 609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. Just add a .com at the end. We're talking about the three stages of retirement. And Scott, it's not just because it's clever and they rhyme that we have these three stages. There really is significance to them. The go-go, the slow-go, the no-go, the can't-go. We'll talk about the final two here in the next segment, but let's focus on go-go and slow-go. When we're talking about the go-go years before you retire, what should you be doing in regards to your spending and your planning for retirement?
You really want to really keep your mind on the things what you want. And then the cuss word in everybody's agenda, beginning with the letter B, the budget. Are we staying within our budget or not? Are we staying within our means? I can tell you one way to get out of staying within your means is when your child calls up and they're going through a health challenge and they need to get money. Or maybe they're going through a divorce and you want to help them out and your heartstring is being pulled. And or maybe you want to plan for another trip for the whole family. This is not a quick decision, even though it's simple. It's an easy decision in your brain. But when you think of all the tactical moves that have to be involved, such as taxation, perhaps where do you pull the money from? So these are really critical decisions. And I can tell you over the years, you know, couples can burn cash quicker when all of a sudden their child goes through a challenge, let's say a marriage challenge, and now you got to help fund them on a monthly basis or yearly basis. Or maybe those of you right now taking care of your mom or dad and you're burning cash, or maybe you got a dog that needs surgery. Cash goes quick. And sometimes it doesn't come back quick. Most of the time it doesn't come back quick. And these are the areas to discuss on what do we sacrifice and not sacrifice. Obviously, you want to take care of your pet, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Of course. No, you got it. We all the pet lovers out there know it's not the same as a kid, but it almost is for a lot of people.
You it really
you
is.
You got to think about that.
Frankly, sometimes the kids, the dog's more, cat's more important than the kitten.
Yeah, I'd rather be around the dog than the son sometimes, you know. So that's talking about the go-go, planning before retirement. And we got a couple of minutes left here in this segment. Talk about the slow-go years a little bit. What can we expect and how do we plan ahead for it?
We look at the slow go years, and as you're looking at the slow go years, maybe you want to say, okay, am I positioning my money to protect the money for the family? Maybe I need to look at, do I need life insurance still? Do I need long-term care? Now, you would have thought about that in the go-go years while you're healthy, but maybe it's coming up. Or maybe I start putting my assets into an irrevocable trust. How do I do this? We do it a couple shows, I think, Alex. We talked about that as well as the veterans benefit we spoke about in our previous shows. I think we have some upcoming shows. We talk about those other areas of money so we don't have to evaporate the money. But when you're looking at the slow-go years, what can we expect? Well, you can expect healthcare costs. That could be a real left hook. All of a sudden, your husband is 70 and you're 62. And you're saying, well, wait a minute, I need health insurance if I decide to retire and I'm not getting Medicare. What plans are out there? We can help you with that. We can guide you, but it's expensive. So again, those are the areas, whether it's the go-go or the slow-go years, paying attention. And then the death benefit. If something happens to either one of you, if you're married or if you're single, how do you want to preserve money for your kids? If you've got that wayward son or daughter, well, the question is maybe I need to change beneficiaries and put it into a trust because they might just use the money for the wrong purposes. And so In this logo years, again, we're looking at this long-term care. We're looking at the accelerated benefits, other types of investments that are out there. As you head into the no-go, well, this is a timely segue as we go into the no-go years. Okay, now how do we protect our money? How do we really bulletproof our game plan, whether it's via taxes, legal, and investments? Now, as we head into the no-go years, I think that's where you're heading, Alex, is where I can't go. Will I outlast my money? Will my money continue to be there? How will it continue? If you're investing for income rather than growth, shifting the I income from the G, that's the hardest shift I've ever found for people. Shifting from the growth, you grew up your whole life for growth. Now you're shifting to income. This is the hardest and yet most detrimental problems I find with people in retirement, whether in the go-go, slow-go, no-go, because they always thought they have to be in the growth period. And yeah. This is wrong thinking.
Right.
So give me, you know, if you want to give me a call off the air, I'd love to speak to you. 609-488-4646. This is not a simple solution. This is not a set it and forget it plan. When people call us, I can pretty much try to guide you after asking lots of questions, because I got to ask lots of questions. Otherwise, I'm a quack. I don't want to give you wrong information.
Of course.
And so by not doing that, I'd love to hear from you if you're out there, if you have questions. 609-488-4646. Let me give it to you again real slow, because I don't want you to deny yourself the ability to have a tremendous, wonderful retirement, at least in the go-go, slow-go period, because in the no-go period, you probably are thinking about other things. 609-488-4646. And by the way, if you add .com, just type it in. 609-488-4646.com. That goes right to my website. Give us a call off the air and Bonnie will make it happen to have us a great conversation together. I think you'll be so excited you did, saying it was great to hear the show today, Alex. Yeah. I hope people understand that.
Absolutely. And retirement, well, it is not the end. In a lot of ways, it really is just the beginning. But we want to make sure you got enough left in the tank to make it all the way to the end. We're going to be talking about the no-go years as we go through the three stages of retirement that's coming up. This is Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McClain from McClain Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McClain Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McClain Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do the snowball effect of paying down debt.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, presented by McClain Advisory Group.
Retirement today can last 2, maybe even 3 decades, and that's a blessing, but really takes a lot of planning, and we find it helps to break it down into the 3 stages of retirement. That's what we're doing today on Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, alongside, as always, Scott McClain, McClain Advisory Group. And well, we talked earlier about the go-go years earlier and also the slow-go years, but now the no-go years, Scott. And what are we talking about here, and how do we plan for this stage of retirement?
This stage of retirement, the no-go or can't go, is really, really important that you get along with who's going to be in charge in case your lights go dim. This is a discussion I have with our clients on a yearly basis, because things change. Let me give you an example. Number one, when you're going to the no-go, is your will, power of attorney, living will up to date? part of your three blind mice. They don't talk to each other. The reason why is because we find out maybe your daughter was the power of attorney, but she passed away, or maybe she is now going through a health challenge and she can't. Do you have a backup? When I look at the legal documents in part of this area, whether it's go-go, slow-go, or no-go, the legal documents, should they be revised while your lights are still on? In other words, your lights aren't going dim and you forget your name. The next thing I notice is also, do we need a nursing home? Well, if we need a nursing home, or could that be in the picture, where do you go? There's several choices for our veterans in the state of New Jersey. Perhaps your veteran or the veteran's spouse could go to the VA. And they've got some beautiful places. People call us all the time. We did a show just on this, Alex. I don't even remember. But it could be a great place for people to look into reducing assets into a trust, looking at the VA facility, which is wonderful in New Jersey. So how do we protect assets? The no-go. How do we not only protect assets? Is it time to shift gears on your investments? And as we shift gears on the investments, should we reduce the risk? Or how do we pull out money? So whether it's yourself or your spouse, what taxes could it cause you as a child of overseeing your mom or dad? What kind of taxes could you cause mom or dad? Should you start shifting assets, not into the kids' names, but into a trust? Because the worst thing I've seen is when you start shifting assets into the kids' names. What happens if you suddenly put the houses in your kids' names? Number one, we lose a step up in basis. Now it becomes a huge taxable challenge. Number two, what if you shift the house in the kids' names and they get in a car accident and they cause the accident, and now that house is subject to a lawsuit? Or three, maybe they put a loan against the house because it's in their name. Double dumb. This is where you need the trust planning. This is designing your assets in the no-go period. How do I protect all of these assets you've built up over your time from your blood, sweat, and tears, and now you're in the stages of life? Because, you know, going to heaven is going to be wonderful as long as you know for sure you're going to heaven. That's important. That's critical to me. But the question is, well, while you're in heaven looking down, did you do everything in your power? Did the advisor ask everything in their power, in their knowledge bank, about taxes, inheritance, passing of assets, and asset? We talk about assets. So we change our assets around? And so we talk about allocation of assets, diversifying the portfolio. And I can tell you, when we look at this, Alex, this is challenges I can tell you so many times. And this is why we call my book, when I built it, The Three Blind Mice, How the Financial Planning Process Leads Your Money to a Mouse Trap. Meaning they didn't ask a lot of questions. They tried to sell you something before really understanding the whole problem. If you're listening to me now, please don't deny yourself the ability to correct these issues. Don't deny yourself because, oh, I'm going to get sold if I meet with Scott. No, you won't. You have my word. You come to visit our firm and McLean Advisory Group, hide your checkbook, hide your wallet, bring in your questions. I can tell you, my word is to tell you, we're not going to ask you to do business with us. Let's just see if we can really help guide you through this quagmire, through this jungle of the next phase, as Alex is saying, the no-go period. And these are really areas you've got to focus on: your risk tolerance, your asset protection, your excessive taxes. How do you help? How do we help you through that? Well, because we have in our firm at McLean Advisory, the lawyers and the taxes and, of course, financial advisors. These are areas we want to make sure that you, or maybe your parents, are really buttoned up and really have this plate of armor, I should say, or that you're really bulletproof from any challenges that are out there.
Scott, if people have questions about the three stages of retirement, if they have questions about how to make their money last, how could they get a hold of you?
I would love to speak to you off the air if you feel like it. Please feel free to call our firm right here, 609-488-4646. Bonnie will make that happen for you, whether it's off the air on the phones, or if you'd like to come in and visit with us on a personal basis, I'd rather see you eye to eye. And again, if you're married, come together, because I can get feelings from both of you. You know, as an outside source, when you give us a call at 609-488-4646, as an outside source, that maybe a third party, I'm able to see things that maybe it's called the scotoma. You just don't see it. And because I've done this for so many years, over 40 plus years, I'm able to see areas that maybe you're just not aware of because I've done this so many times. Frankly, I'd rather go to a doctor who's done 1,000 heart surgeries versus 10 heart surgeries. 609-488-4646. I'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely, Scott. And I think breaking it down into the three stages, it kind of helps people understand the need for that comprehensive plan, because you're able, you're not looking at retirement as just one thing. Well, there's work and then there's retirement. It's like, well, there is retirement, but it's broken down. And there's some things you can do pre-retirement and things to do during retirement, obviously. And then there's a lot of strategies up front to help put you in the right place. And so I think that's just, it's a good way to frame it up, Scott, is that there's a lot of elements to it. And with your 40 years experience, with the help that you have in your office, the team that you have around you, you are able to take that holistic approach, that comprehensive approach, and really look at all angles and say, you know, do we have everything covered?
Well, I think the thing I've noticed when people visit us is they feel comfortable. They feel like they're not going to get sold or told. They're going to understand a game plan, whether they decide to work with our firm or not. That's not the purpose. The purpose of the meeting is, are you in the right place? Are you doing the right things right now? Are you taking action right now versus pushing it off, called procrastination, just waiting for it to get better? And I can tell you, as Daddy said to me, son, take action. Don't put it off, because put it off causes the problem just to become more exponentially worse. And I can tell you, when you have a team put together, you know, harmoniously working together in cooperation to design a custom tailored plan just for you, this is critical. So if you're out there and you're saying, I need to know, am I okay? Am I buttoned up, I call it? Am I really have a good plan? Is my plan tailor-made for me? So I know that I, for as best as I can, with all possible certainty, my taxes, my legal, and my finances are all in collaboration with one another. So together, we are going to be in a good position. I'd love to hear from you. If you've got questions, we'd love to speak to you off the air. And if you'd like to share something and you want to put it on the air, Alex will make it happen. 609-488-4646. If you'd like to share what's happening and what we're doing and what perhaps maybe what you're going through, and you like to have it on a live tape, we can try to make that happen so you can hear what's going on. People need, you know, people don't know the problem they're facing until they, of course, step out of themselves. They put their pride in their back pocket and they say, you know what? I think I might need some help. Or they might say, you know what? I've had my financial guy for 30 years and he never asked me any of these questions. I can't tell you how many times my staff has heard that when people leave our office and they hear that same statement. I can't believe Scott or George ask all those questions we were never asked before. Why? Because retirement isn't simple. It's a game plan. And it's a game plan that changes month to month, year to year. One day you're healthy, one day you're not. One day you're go-go, one day you're slow-go, one day you're no-go. These plans are not set in stone. If you think they are, then you're probably a go-go person. If you think they aren't, then you're probably in the slow go or no go, because things do change. Life does evolve. So I want to speak to all of you listening right now. Please don't deny yourself the ability to make sure that your plan, your retirement is just wonderful. And you can understand and enjoy that the team behind you is really sharing a part of your life as we watch you in your wonderful years of retirement.
Absolutely. And Scott, we have just about a minute left, but you hit on something there where it's not about just coming in and setting a plan and then good luck and you're in that retirement for 20, 30 years by yourself. There is a cadence of checking in, Scott, as things change and you know, you need to regroup, visit because you like the folks, but also because, you know, you might need to tweak some things or at least update clients on what's going on. So I know there's obviously a rhythm of you know, appointments and just conversations with folks, you know, after that initial check-in, right?
There is. When they come in, I think about your imagination. Thinking about this, your imagination is the workshop of the soul. What does your retirement look like? And now, wherein you think you shape all your plans for your individual achievement. So again, what does your vision look like? This is, starts from our first meeting. Whether you decide to work with us or not, it doesn't matter. We need to understand what you think your retirement looks like. Not to push our agenda, but to help your agenda to be fulfilled. And I can tell you, when people visit with us so often, whether they work with us or not, they leave with a sense of hope. Maybe they're in a great position, or some things they can fix themselves. It's not a one-off thing meeting. Frankly, any financial planner says you're set it and forget it. They're just double dumb. I can tell you right now, they got the brains of a soap dish with no soap. They just don't know what they're talking about. Life is, as everyone knows, you think it's wonderful, but then something changes, car accident, health changes, but this is what you don't want to put off on the side. Get some help, get some planning. And if you'd like to visit with us, I'd love to visit with you at our firm here at McLean Weartown, New Jersey. For how long have I been here? Since 1979? A couple weeks.
A little bit. You know the area. Yeah. And that number, one more time, Scott, what's that number?
Yeah, please get a hold of us, 609-488-4646. Again, it's 609-488-4646. Real simple. Love to hear from you. And please, if I'm unavailable, ask for Bonnie, and she'll make it happen. I can promise you that.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Retirement planning, investment planning is a two-way street. It's got to meet. I need to understand the good, bad, and ugly you've been through so we can avoid those issues. This, to me, is very important.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
Lots to think about when you're heading into retirement. One of those things is whether or not you should continue working. This is the retirement yay or nay segment. So a survey by Express Employment Professionals staffing agency indicating 79% of workers between 57 and 75, 79%, nearly 8 out of 10, say they would rather be semi-retired rather than fully retired. Scott, does that make sense? And what are some possible pros and cons to this kind of approach?
What a crazy statement. I remember I'm laughing because I'm thinking about mom and dad. And I remember when daddy retired and he calls me up. I'm in New Jersey. He's in Florida in Jacksonville. And he says, son, I got to get a job. I said, but daddy, you're retired. Son, I want you to understand I love your mother. I just can't be around here all day.
Hey, you know, you got to be honest in relationships, you know?
And I started laughing. I didn't understand. I was a lot younger than I am now. And, you know, good thing mom and dad are in heaven hanging out waiting for me. Okay. Got good news. They can wait. But I that stays in my mind when you made that statement, because first of all, I don't know how people can turn the engines off. Me, I'm looking at expanding my firm, but other people are enjoying their retirement. God bless everyone. The question is, when you retire, the hard challenge is, should you keep working? Well, find something. If you love your job, then frankly, you're not working. That's me. I don't have to work. We're blessed enough. I love our clients. I love people. I will continue to work until God calls me home, as far as it looks right now. And luckily, he hasn't called me. The second thing is other people maybe want to try a different vocation. Maybe they go from being a nurse, a doctor. Maybe they're a toll collector. Maybe they're a sanitation engineer. Well, that's okay. But they want to do something else and they want to find something. So maybe they want to work. So I can't answer that question for anybody here. But daggummit, my best friend in Jacksonville, Florida, Dale, always makes fun of me because I want to work 100 miles an hour. That guy could sit beside his yard, sit around the campfire and have a couple of adult beverages and enjoy life. Good old Southern boy. We grew up since age 6. And he always makes fun of me and teasingly because I'm 100 miles an hour. Difference of personalities. Dale likes to rake his yard. I like talking to clients. I can afford someone to rake my yard, but I love talking. So what is your vocation? Don't just leave to leave. There's got to be a compelling reason. Maybe you want to travel with your beautiful spouse or husband, wife, and maybe you want to take a trip. Maybe you want to maybe take care of dogs and or cats, and maybe you want to get in that. Maybe you want to go out and maybe start a lawn service part-time because you love taking care. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you, you better have some type of game plan because you could be watching prices right, and that crap gets older, I can tell you. For sure. So let's say you're 65 years old. You want to go from company A and you have a 401k and you want to go to company B and it has a 403b. Well, and you love your work. One mistake I found is you roll the money over to an IRA. Now, why would that be a mistake? Well, maybe you plan on working a long time. Maybe you should roll it over to the new company if they accept it so you don't have to take the required minimum distributions at 72. Now, frankly, if you don't think you're going to be working until 72, then you roll it over to an IRA and you've got a lot of universal products that you could buy or get involved in to protect your money. In these times right now, whether they're good times or bad times, you need to invest that money. So whether you should, the question number one is, if you're going from job A to job B, should you roll over the money to a plan? Next thing is, what choices they give you. This is really important. And in retirement, you know what? If you love what you do, find something else. Speak to your spouse or a significant other. If you're by yourself, maybe you want to go mountain climbing or water skiing like my sport, or just hang gliding like I did. I can tell you there's a lot of fun things, but you got to figure out what you're going to do and what kind of fun is it going to be?
Maybe you need a first opinion. Maybe you need a second opinion about whether you should keep working, how much in retirement. Either way, Scott can be reached at 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646, @8.com for the website. So earlier, we'll just call it 80% of workers between 57 and 75 said they'd rather be semi-retired rather than fully retired. So Scott, I mean, is this just the end of retirement as we know it?
No. And I think the biggest thing is, and where we spoke about, Alex, is, you know, I think forgot to bring up the health coverage. The insurance is before you leave work. You may just want to stay there and get the health coverage because maybe you're 63 years old.
Sure.
And Medicare is not kicking in until 65. And the health insurance could be as expensive as ever. So I forgot to bring that up as a downside of retiring. Maybe you get a part-time job that offers health benefits. This could be beneficial. And what if you have a wonderful spouse who has no health coverage, or like my conversation, we were putting a trust together for a client and they have a special needs son. He's on the insurance. Well, that's a whole nother world on the area of part-time or full-time, whatever. Now, other areas of part-time work, Alex, I'm not sure, but you know, you think about taking Social Security too early. Should you take it or not too early? Should you keep working? And so I don't want to leave that out. I think I might've left it out a little bit before. There's so many choices that could drive your money in the ground. And especially if the stock market is dropping, it could really cannibalize your assets and make you have to work.
Well, and Scott, people generally are healthier, generally living longer, and therefore could possibly have a longer retirement. Where in the past, 10, 20 years, maybe it's 20, 30 years. And so you have to account for that, Scott. And that's just a longer amount of time, obviously, to have a steady paycheck or something there to fill that gap. And so that's what makes this so interesting. You don't want to just retire, have nothing to do, for a lot of reasons. Financial is definitely one of them, but also, like you hinted to earlier, a lot of it's just mental as well, and your physical health, and giving yourself some purpose and keeping that brain sharp.
That's so important. The purpose. Maybe the purpose is those of you right now that are in or near retirement. Maybe you're in retirement. You need to find a new hobby. You need to try a new sport or maybe a new venture. Maybe you need to try go out, you and your significant other or spouse, or meet new friends. Be around people. Don't just cavitate yourself, lock yourself into your room. Just get out and enjoy what we've been so blessed with, this beautiful country. I mean, we could talk about the Democrats and Republicans and get all stuck in the muck and not enjoy life. This is disastrously depression. Leave the politics aside and just be a friend. Just love on people. We're allowed to have our own opinions. And when people aren't allowed to have their own opinions, get away from those people. If they don't respect you, then you don't need to be around each other. We all need respect. And especially times like this, coming out of the COVID era, coming out of the, being isolated. Oh my gosh, it is so many devastating things that are come down the line because of this. Get out and meet people. Understand what you're doing. But again, as you said, be very careful with your money, because we're living a lot longer. And by taking out too much money in the go-go years, are you going to have enough money in the slow-go years? Are you going to run out of money? And we talked about that in several of our shows, Alex, called reverse dollar cost averaging, where you have to pull a lot more money out. You have to sell a lot more shares just to get the same income. So positioning your money to last a longer time, so you have an income that will last the rest of your life. That's why people call us at our studios. Scott, how can I have that income that will last the rest of my life so I can put my head on my pillow and say I can sleep well at night? 609-488-4646. I'll be able to talk to you if you'd like and maybe help you with some of those areas of concern. I'd love to talk to you. 609-488-4646. Before you make the arduous decision, where do you invest? Should you retire, not retire? And what are your options? There's a lot to discuss, Alex. You know, guys, I was thinking about this gentleman who went back to work to celebrate his 100th birthday. This one guy in Jersey, however, decided to do exactly the opposite. His name is Bill Hansen, and he celebrated his 100th birthday by returning back to his work, which he diligently for 32 years loved. And so Fred Hutchinson, the CEO of Hutchinson Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, well, he signed an agreement to go back to the work for one day. And he welcomed with a big birthday cake and a full day of assignments. He loved it. And he took off about 15 minutes after we signed the agreement. He said the agreement to get to work. And the Hutchinson said he had to spend a lot of time where he could be at the company before he retired at age 97. He didn't have much to say for retirement life. He said, quote, "I hate being retired. I never had a job where I didn't want to go to work in the morning." Hansen said, and he attributes much of his happiness in life to his love of his work, his wife, and his family. You see, for retirement, it could be forever. But what is your forever? Is it working? Is it enjoying life? It's about what you have and the quality of your life. Quality of your life, psychologically, we spoke about, emotionally, and financially. Can you do it? Make that decision. I'd love to talk to you. 609-488-4646. This is important.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.